The great preacher and theologian J.I. Packer wrote in his book, Your Father Loves You, these words, quote, "This then is worship in its largest sense, petition as well as praise, preaching as well as prayer, hearing as well as speaking, actions as well as words, obeying as well as offering, loving people as well as loving God. However, the primary acts of worship are those which focus on God directly, and we must not imagine that the work for God in this world is a substitute for direct fellowship with Him in praise and prayer and devotion." Close quote. The Bible tells us in Psalm 139, verse 14, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. One of the wonderful impulses God placed in us when He created us is to worship. We all are going to have something or someone with priority status in our lives. And whatever or whomever this is will hold our attention and capture our wonder, spend our energy, and own our devotion. God desires and even commands that He be that someone. John 4:23 tells us that God is seeking worshipers who will worship Him in spirit and truth. And so we were born to worship God. Even more, we need what worshiping God will do in us and through us. We become better people and live in our God-given purpose when worshiping God is the priority of our lives. I'm Jack Manor, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi. Join us for worship at 10:45 a.m. on Sunday mornings at our main campus, 1407 East Reed Road, or at 5 o'clock p.m. at our South Campus, located at 3031 Highway 1 South. Find us on the web at cornerstonedelta.com.